think of the love laid in silence and dream through blissful hours and dream through blissful hours.
Hello, everyone. Well, I do hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Now let me wish you a happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year. It's usually with a sad feeling that I broadcast the last program in a series, but somehow I don't feel this is a sad occasion. I've made many new friends during the past 9 months, both by letter and personal contact, and for this I thank my listeners. They seem to have enjoyed my programs, and so have I. So let's carry on in the same vein tonight. And begin with a grand chorus from Messiah, applicable to this time of the year. And the Glory of the Lord, sung now by the Huddersfield Choral Society, conducted by Sir Malcolm Sargent. By the Huddersfield Choral Society, conducted by Sir Malcolm Sargent. Now, before we leave Messiah, let's listen to the Australian soprano Elsie Morrison singing, I Know That My Redeemer Liveth. Elsie seems to have deserted oratorio for grand opera these days. I used to sing a lot of oratorios with her before I left England. She's a lovely voice and she's a grand person. Thank you. That was Elsie Morrison singing most beautifully, "I Know That My Redeemer Liveth." Well, now for a Christmas ballad by dear old Stephen Adams and Charles Weatherly, the Star of Bethlehem, a record I made many years ago with Herbert Dawson at the Kingsway Hall organ.
Of Christmas, and the snow lay deep and white. I sat beside my window and looked into the night. I heard the church bells ringing, I saw the bright stars shine, and childhood came again to me with all its dreams divine. Then, as I listened to the bells and watched the skies afar, out of the east majestical there rose one radiant star, and every other star grew pale before that heavenly glow. It seemed to bid me follow, and I could not choose but go. It seemed to bid me follow, and I could not choose but go. From street to street it led me, by many a mansion fair. It shone through dingy casement, on many a garret bare. From highway unto highway, through alleys dark and cold, and where it shone, the darkness was flooded all with gold. Sad hearts forgot their sorrow, rough hearts grew soft and mild, and weary little children turned in their sleep and smiled, while many a homeless wanderer uplifted patient eyes, seeming to see a home at last. Beyond those starry skies, seeming to see a home at last, beyond those starry skies. And then methought a faded I rose as born on wings, beyond the waste of ruined lives, the press of human things, above the toil and shadow, above the want and woe, my old self and its darkness seemed left on earth below. And onward, upward shone the star until it seemed to me it flashed upon the golden gate and on the crystal sea. And then the gates rolled backward, I stood where angels trod. It was the star, of Bethlehem, that led me up to God. The star had led me up to
That was my recording of the Star of Bethlehem. Now let's go to Grand Opera for a few moments to one of my favorite choruses, the Soldiers' Chorus from Gounod's Faust, sung now in French by the Robert Shaw Chorale with the RCA Victor Orchestra. Soldiers' Chorus from Gounod's Faust, sung by the Robert Shaw Chorale. Well, one of the arias that seems to have had most appeal in my recording of All Hail Thou Dwelling, also from Faust. It's sung by Faust when Mephistopheles leaves Faust in Marguerite's garden. He looks up at Marguerite's window and sings this lovely aria, which forms the beginning of the garden scene.
here, thy day, thy lewest taught well. Here thou didst with care overshadow thy daughter in the dream of the night. Here, waving the tree and flower, made her an Eden bower of beauty and delight for one whose very birth brought down hell to our earth. Twas he.
That was my recording of All Hail Thou Dwelling from Faust with the Halle Orchestra, conducted by Warwick Braithwaite. Now let's get into a holiday mood with the lovely waltz from Die Fledermaus, that operetta which has surely had more versions than any other operetta. It's been called Nightbirds, The Merry Countess, One Wonderful Night, Champagne Sec, Pink Champagne, Rosalinda, and The Bat. So here is the waltz from Fledermaus by Johann Strauss, played by my old friend and colleague, George Melacrina. Thank you. before we part tonight, I'd like to play a duet which Anne and I have found most popular all over the world. It's a New Zealand Maori song composed by a Maori, Clement Scott. Now is the hour. I heard it sung in almost every country in the world. It's a great favourite at the dockside when a liner is leaving port.
Thank you.